You know that feeling when it seems like a particular situation has run its course? And we may feel like that's all we know, so we're afraid to let it go. So we continue on with what is familiar, and we just accept what is presented as being real or true, and we never question. It's funny, in this world, we're taught to do just that, to stifle our free thought, to conform, and to acquiesce to the consensus. And oh my God, woe to you if you don't. The victim consciousness reigns supreme in this world, and the outer world of manifested reality is a reflection of the inner state of consciousness. To change the reflection, we must change what is being reflected. The universe is indifferent. If we are in a state of wanting, the universe says, okay. Wanting something and having it are not the same thing. If we are in a state of victimhood, the universe will honor that by victimizing. If we are in a state of gratitude, the universe will provide us with things to be grateful for. It's our state of awareness, our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves that are reflected in the world. To shift the paradigm, to create a new experiential reality, we must first shift our attitudes, beliefs, and opinions. We must shift our awareness into a state of being that reflects that which we desire. Blind acceptance of what is presented while maintaining a victim mindset never got anyone anywhere except enslaved cognitively. The following passages from Neville Goddard illustrate what I'm getting at. Because of your belief in external things, you think power into them by transferring the power that you are to the external thing. Realize you yourself are the power you have mistakenly given to outer conditions. Man feels so secure in his man-made laws, opinions, and beliefs that he invests them with an authority they do not possess. Satisfied that his knowledge is all, he remains unaware that all outward appearances are but states of mind externalized. When he realizes that the consciousness of a quality externalizes that quality without the aid of any other or many values and establishes the one true value, his own consciousness. I think these passages say quite a lot. Reality is the outward manifestation of our state of consciousness. If we are in a dominating mindset of lack, then we will be lacking. If we are in a dominating mindset of abundance, then our life will express that. If our mindset is that of a victim, then we will be victimized. If, on the other hand, we shift our consciousness to that of the victor, we can absolutely create a new experiential reality. So many of us externalize. Indeed, we are trained for our entire lives to do just that, to shift the focus to the outer. What happens when we shift the focus to the inner? When we realize that we are the living temple and that the only God worthy of veneration is the I Am consciousness. Well, everything changes. The current systems and dominating control structures discourage us at every turn from making this realization. The dominating aspect of the psyche, the ego, dwells within the illusion of separation and remains estranged from that which it is a part of. When that inner split is reconciled, a shift occurs which leaves the individual transformed. That spark of self-awareness, when realized, is creation in contemplation. It is a holographic fractal playing hide-and-seek with itself. We are taught that creation flows from the outside in, when the opposite is true. Creation flows from the inside out. Stepping into this knowingness, accompanied with an attitudinal shift, can absolutely shift the paradigm. I would suggest that if we do not engage in this willing shifting of the perspective, that the noose of tyranny will tighten, we will just get more of the same old, same old. The power of creation truly does lie within us. The realm of thought is the realm of creation. This is where the change must begin if we are ever to create that which we prefer to experience. The following passages are from a profound book called Becoming. The time of bringing the belief system into harmony with the actual physical reality situation in order to avoid the doom of destruction that is now awaiting the majority of Earth's population is now. The important focus is not to dwell on the doom. It is the pivotal point that is now available to humanity that must be used as the impetus of change. Shocking as the facts are regarding the primrose path that humanity has been blindly following, These must be accepted, and then the focus turned away from the deceptions towards creating a new reality. What is this new reality? How can it be created if there is no knowledge of what it is that should or could replace the present situation? It would appear that this reality as it is created would be nothing but a hodgepodge of each one's desires based on the programming that is already present within each. Who would have the ability to release what is known and envision new concepts that would not be tainted with dreams of the past? So it would appear that not only is there the surrounding current dilemma, but another one of even larger proportions, insofar as breaking clear of the current one and then having to confront repetitions of experience rather than a new paradigm. This, it seems, is too much for a group consciousness that is or will be reeling from the shock of discovering the extent of their deception. Or is it? It will be within the release of that shock and the decision to create their own reality that the birthing shall take place. If what is known is deception, then will pursuing opposite concepts result in knowing truth? Indeed, it could. For example, if benevolence has been sought from outside sources, is it indeed available from within one's own awareness? If freedom has not been found in either authoritarian systems or in the pursuit of individual freedoms, then where is it to be found? Could it be obtained within moral and ethical standards that gift the individual within an agreement made by cooperating groups? Could the size of the groups also be arranged by agreement? Could the groups find common ground for agreement within common desires for similar defined freedoms? If cooperation was the key ingredient rather than competition and the need to be or feel superior, then all things are possible. If common interest and desire were the defined beginning point around which all else is drawn by attraction to intended definition of desired experience, successful interaction is possible. If freedom to withdraw and find a more adequate experience within another group was encouraged and allowed, successful adventure in self-definition would be assured. The experience of the search for the most perfect expression could be an end unto itself. If only we could unite in the spirit of community, respecting each individual's human rights, and stand together despite our differences, then perhaps we may know what true freedom is. Until such a time when humanity willingly shakes its cognitive chains to the ground, they will forever remain as chattel under the oppressive thumb of malevolent forces that seem to hold a great deal of contempt for humanity and life itself. In order to shift the paradigm and create a new experiential reality, we must shift the focus from that of passive non-participants to that of active creators, and we must stop this externalization of authority. We must rise to a new level of being. We must take the steps to reconcile our inner trauma and face our fears. When the prodigal son finally returns home, when the realization of I am comes to the forefront of the consciousness, the inner split is reconciled and true oneness, which is an inner union, is realized. Again, from Becoming, we read, God is not a focus of personality, individual thought processes, or a benevolent creator separate from you. God is the combination of the focus of all its parts coalesced into the composite of all. Each awareness is blocked from being a part of that composite until each realizes that it is a part of this composite. Being told that it is means nothing at all. It is the realization that one's self is a viable part of that composite that encompasses the totality of the being. That is what becoming is all about. One must become that reality and realize it is a viable aspect of the totality of God and that its input to that reality is the truth of who they are. It is not a mental realization, but one that registers total agreement within the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels of the total self. In other words, the spiritual aspect that focuses each into manifested reality finally gets the message through to the rest of its focus that is walking around in the body. The body must register this understanding through the totality of its brain nervous system, resulting in what is called a realization that then registers as a sudden feeling sensation accompanied by an all-encompassing understanding. It allows for a total change in perception with regard to the self and how this self fits into the composite picture of experience. This results in a change in the perception of God, which suddenly allows for an understanding that God equates to cosmic galactic citizenship rather than a father-child relationship. It is a shift from being or experiencing as powerless to the awesome responsibility of being a contributing portion to the totality of what constitutes God, or the creative energy of potentiality being focused into experience in order that it can be defined and understood. The pivotal point at which this change takes place is not a shift from negative to positive. It is rather an uplifting to a new point in the spiral of experience that allows for a greater understanding and ability to utilize the positive-negative energies that are part and parcel of the outflow of creative energies in the individual and collective foci that result in the larger matrix or design of the whole pattern of a galaxy. It is easier to grasp the larger picture of this description than to define it at the level of each individual awareness. Each being comes to the point of their own realization in unique ways and by unique combinations of experience and wisdom. The point is often approached and rejected many times before the actual crossover acceptance happens. It requires releasing well-learned lessons and entering into a completely new consciousness of what reality truly is. For those who are on the planet Earth now, the deceptions are of such magnitude and the truth of what each being is so well hidden that the acceptance of the truth by the masses is such a gigantic leap in consciousness that it appears to be impossible that it could possibly happen. Yet, happen it must if this segment of the human race and this jewel of a planet are to survive. You see, we have reached the turning point, and there is no time left to sit on the fence. Since reality reflects our state of being, if we change that, we change the reflection. There is no other way. If we align our perceptions with universal law, we will be supported. If we simply keep walking the path we've been prodded to take, we will end in destruction. It really is just a choice. The time to decide is here now. What do you desire to experience? A victim is a slave. A victor writes the story. Write your own script. Sing your own song, for you are the author of you.